Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number two, WEEI Afternoons, on the eve of opening day. We just talked to manager Alex Cora. If you missed that interview, you can download the Odyssey app and subscribe to WEEI Afternoons. We'll probably revisit some of his answers, some of his cuts, because I thought he had some interesting comments about Devers and DH and Crochet and the closer situation. So stay tuned to the 5 o'clock hour. We'll probably swing back around on some of that. But right now, it's 3 o'clock. That means two things. Teddy Johnson's here.
Hey, boys. How are we doing?
Ooh, with a flowery happy shirt on. Absolutely.
Happy to see you.
I feel
you
safe today. I can push your buttons and
you're
won't kill
me.
And it's also time for the 3-point stance.
19! It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
WEEI Afternoons.
One of these days, I'm just going to edit in a better cut of the count for Andy Hart, and he's going to be so happy to hear it.
I look forward to the future rendition of that.
Yeah, don't hold your breath anytime soon. In the meantime, it's time for the 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts giving their takes on three of the biggest stories floating around the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Our order, which is nice to read out today, is Andy Hart, and then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Each host has 60 seconds or thereabouts to give their opening take on whatever they are hot on today, and then after each host presents, we open up the table for discussion. Andy, little ball of hate hearts, you will lead us off as always. Are you ready to roll today?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Your 60 seconds begins right now.
So for the second day in a row, 3-point stance, little ball of hate will be defending a local athlete. Yesterday it was Jaylen Brown. He is a superstar. Today it's a more little people kind of guy, David Hamilton. I feel like he's just getting overlooked. Every time I turn on a game, he's making a play. And I admit, I didn't love him at times last year. I think he made 7 errors at shortstop, and I was like, this guy, I'm not sure. Played a little more second base, but you needed him last year. He played 98 games for the Boston Red Sox last year. This year, he shows up at spring training in the best shape of his life, and all he has to hear about is second base Bregman, second base Meyer, second base Campbell, second base Grissom. What about David effing Hamilton? Because even these last couple nights in Mexico, I watched last night, he's batting behind Meyer. Meyer has a hit, and it's like, oh, Meyer. Meanwhile, he's putting one in the seats, and he's jogging around the bases, and it's like, oh, yeah, David Hamilton hit a home run, too. David Hamilton had a nice spring. David Hamilton can help this baseball team. And Red Sox fans, you need to show a little bit more respect and appreciation for David Hamilton because he is going to help you this season. If you're going to go where you think you need to go, players like him will help you win games and succeed and make the playoffs. Put some respect on the name of David Hamilton, fans. Crying out loud.
I feel so bad for him that he is on a Major League Baseball team.
Well, you people are overlooking him. We're giving jobs to Christian
Campbell. He's already got a job, for God's sakes.
Love him. Buy his jersey.
He's going to end up playing somewhere a decent amount.
Yes.
Between injuries, depending on how they feel with Meyer. We already have Meyer penciled in somewhere. Hamilton's going to play.
Yeah.
But
he's got, yeah, day of rest here and there. You know, there's going to be some getaway days, doubleheaders. Like, he's got every kid's dream. He's on a Major League Baseball team. It's great. I mean, I respect him for that. He's our new Brock Holt. Does that make you feel better?
Well, Brock Holt made it to the All-Star game. That'll make it feel better when David Hamilton goes to an All-Star game. Not happening, David, so don't get your hopes up.
All right, so David Hamilton is on the table from Andy Hart. Next up is Nick Fitzy Stevens. Fitzy, are you ready?
I most certainly am.
All right, well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, well, folks, we have been spending months, if not years, addressing two particular issues of dire need on your New England Patriots. That of a starting left tackle, which really has not been addressed to date, and that of a wide receiver number one. And last night, the New England Patriots went rogue, went out of pocket, and went ham and decided to sign a former enemy of Patriots Nation, Stephon Diggs, to a 3-year, $69 million deal, making him the number one wide receiver on the team. Now, obviously, tackle is going to be, as Julian Edelman said yesterday on the socials, a priority and a need, and that's where we all hope that they're going to address now with their needs and the value they have coming up in the NFL draft. I am here to tell you, it is my fundamental and firm belief your New England Patriots will not be targeting a wide receiver with the first overall pick, fourth, seventh, sixth, eighth, depending on where they trade back. Nor do I think they're going to spend a lot of early capital on wide receiver. Now that you have a wide receiver that's an alpha, that's a true number one, that's going to command the ball, command targets, command attention, and command the presence and best behavior of the quarterback, not to mention teach the other kids how to play, I bet you these Patriots try to get value out of the guys already in the room before they go spending precious draft capital on receivers when they need linemen.
I got a thought on that when we come back.
Okay,
this guy, he's always got thoughts.
Teddy, my job basically in three-point stance, I chum the water.
It's just get me thinking. You got it. You got
all right.
Me thinking, brother.
Ted has joined the queue to answer Fitzy's retort at the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. All right, Ted, it's great to have you back in studio. You are up next. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to go, bud.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
You know, guys, I forget which one of you guys sent the link, but you guys, someone sent me, I think it was you, Fitzy, that sent me the link to my man, Nick Wright on FS1, talking about maybe potentially, he's hearing things that KD to the Boston Celtics, maybe, you know, thinking that maybe the Boston Celtics need to unload on Jaylen Brown and that KD would be interested in coming to the Boston Celtics. I just couldn't believe Nick Wright saying that because I have always wanted these teams in this town to be a destination. Listen to what Nick Wright had to say about potentially Jaylen Brown leaving and KD coming in.
Two totally unrelated people, both of whom have reputations for knowing things that other people don't know, have said to me, watch out for Durant in Boston. I don't know even the pieces that it would work, and it feels a lot like what Durant got killed for with Golden State before, so it doesn't make sense.
Be awesome.
But I've heard that
twice
now.
And that assumption is that they don't win the championship.
I guess.
Because if they were winning it, if they won it again,
they wouldn't change anything.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I heard that. If you guys remember, we'll play it a little bit later, the Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant on the podium there right before the playoffs against the Nets 3 years ago. And they did not have kind words to say about Boston. It feels like the tide is turning, especially with the Boston Celtics and how they are viewed around the NBA. I love that. I mean, the biggest free agent acquisition that Celtics have ever had in history is, can you guess who? Al Horford. God bless him. I love Al Horford. My guy, that is one of my favorite players, but that's the biggest free agent signing they've ever had. The tide might be turning on perception when it comes to the Boston Celtics. And I love that.
There you go. Durant loves joining a bandwagon. Might as well join one of the most powerful ones in the league.
Chase a ring, you coward.
And he can chase one here. Okay.
I would love to see you say that to his face.
Well, it would be his belly button, but.
talk to my face, not my ribs.
Before we open up the discussion, Stanley Bruno, we have a special surprise here on the three-point stance. What do you got, Stiz?
Yeah, that's right, Andy. I hope you keep that same energy and say it to his face. We will see. We have a special guest that wants to join the three-point stance. Uh-oh. Mr. 617 is on the line. Mr. 617.
Hello, Andy.
Hello.
JV can do no wrong, right, Hart?
No, he can do no right in your eyes.
Hey,
he can do no right because he hung a banner for you ungrateful people.
Here we go. Can I talk?
Maybe.
9 points. 9 points in 26 minutes of play the other night. Not a peep from No Heart over there. You know what? On a good day, Andrew, you're a half-wit. You remind me of Drool. You are deficient in all that Lens character. You have the personality of wallpaper. You are dank and filthy. You are asinine and benighted because your takes on JB are so slanted. I don't know how you stand straight. Spammers look down on you. Phone sex operators hang up on you, Andy. And telemarketers refuse to be seen in public with you. You are the source of all unpleasantness and sadness when your little buddy JB has a bad game, which happens a lot, but we wouldn't know it listening to you. You spread misery, sorrow wherever you go. May you choke on your own foolish opinions, Andy. You are a pusillanimous human being. Don't bother opening the door when you leave the studio. You should be able to find your way out underneath. Ashley, I hope you choke on your...
Whoa. 617, it's a family show, number one. And number two, the number one rule of roasting, the number one rule is if you roast somebody and you don't really like them, then it comes across as mean-spirited and not genuine. And so that guy made it sound like he appreciated you as part of the show or whatever role you play on the afternoon show. But Mr. 617, you pushed it at the end. Therefore, it came across as mean. We appreciate the first two-thirds of that. At the end, though, you pushed the limit.
I appreciated the energy and the...
Strong with those insults.
Also enjoyed
one
that.
One right after the other.
Did you notice the natural...
Off the top of his dome.
The way the pace picked up when he heard the clock. Yeah. Everybody does it. We all do it. When we hear that clock, we start, I got to finish up.
He's got to get those insults in.
He was like, I got a little material up. I got to move it.
It was good material.
They all think it's so easy before they're on the radio
That's
doing
right,
it.
Right, Mr. So 617 up in your tower of hate. But appreciate you calling.
617. I love it.
All right, Andy, as is appropriate, you get a chance to respond to that.
So I just think for that purpose, it's very simple. He likes to choose the games that fit his point. And the other night was a bad game. And JB's had bad games this year. The other night, coming off injury, he wasn't quite right. He's not quite ready. I choose to look at the totality of his accomplishments, and he's either been 1A, 1B, along with Jason Tatum, every step of the way, including the Eastern Conference Finals. I believe they gave him a trophy,
they
Ted.
Did. They did.
The NBA Finals, I believe they gave him another trophy.
They did. Yeah.
And he's got a ring, and his teammates said, what they going to say now about us? Guess what? You can love JB, you can hate JB, but you better respect what he's brought to the city of Boston and the basketball court at the TD Garden, because he's a big part of the success you've had, Mr. 617.
Can you just encapsulate what you think of him as an NBA player? Is he like top 10, top 5? Like, what is he?
Oh, no. I think he's a borderline all-NBA player. They go 15 deep for all-NBA, and then you got those weird things where you got to play 65 games, and some guys are hurt year to year. He's an all-star caliber player. He proved that yet again. But more importantly, what I love about him, I think he's a dog. I think if you need him to defend the whole floor, he'll do it. If you need him to try to score, he'll do it. If you need him to bring the ball up, he'll do it. Just don't go left off your left knee, because occasionally he'll end up in the front of the crowd. But he's what you need him to be.
Can I ask one more quick question, Fitzy?
Sure.
Sorry. Quick.
Sure.
Just make it quick. Can they win the NBA championship without Jaylen Brown?
No.
Okay.
Because he's the dog they need. He is the personality, the fight. We learned a lot about him in a lot of those mic'd ups last year, where I think he kind of pushes Tatum toward leadership. I think he pushes the rest of the team towards fight. I don't think Al Horford has the fight he has. I don't think Drew Holiday. I'm not saying they don't bring anything to the table, but there is a dark bearded badass on this team that plays a key role when they're going to win, and he needs to be out there.
I just want to share something from two things from the text line, 617-779-7937. Mr. 617 has texted in and said, I was trying to be funny. No mean spirit, so that's good to see. Yeah, we're happy to have you, Mr. 617.
I didn't sense any meanness.
No,
it was all.
And I love
all
interaction. Good. But it bring can the be energy. Perceived.
Good natured.
Yes, and we don't want it to go so far that it makes our audience uncomfortable. Making the audience uncomfortable is our job. Thank you.
That's right.
And number two.
Exhibition baseball.
And number two, you stole that from me.
I know that was the point.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Okay.
Flagstip.
Flagstip. Hey, put it in your flagstip ball. 805 texter. This one's too good to leave on the table. Maybe somebody could tweet this at Will Fleming for us. I wonder if Garrett will crochet a beautifully woven gem tomorrow on the mound.
Oh, boy. Very nice. He will. And then Aroldis Chapman will burn it down.
All right, I'm moving us along after that.
Please do. It's your job here.
And I want to give Ted Johnson a chance to talk about his Durant point for a moment, because I know there was a second element that you wanted to bring to the table here.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, so if you guys remember a few years ago when the Celtics played the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets in the playoffs in the first round, I think they swept the Nets. But if you remember before that series started, there was Kyrie and Kevin Durant were on the podium talking about the game and the upcoming games. And this is Kyrie Irving talking with Kevin Durant sitting next to him. And at the end of the cut, you got to listen, you will hear Kevin Durant chime in and kind of support what Kyrie Irving is saying. So take a listen to this sound.
Is it something you've experienced in Boston before?
I'm not the only one that could attest to this, but... it's just, you know, it is what it is.
The whole world knows.
Ryan,
did you hear that what he had to say there?
The whole world knows.
The whole world knows. So just the whole world knows that basically they're implying that Boston isn't a fun place to play, you know, for some players. And so
yep.
I just find it fascinating. That was 3 years ago. And I just felt at the time when they said that, I was like, it kind of crushed me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Because I want this to be a destination town with all the sports teams here. And it just felt like after Kyrie left and he had the Anthony Davis stuff that came up a few years ago. And then Kevin Durant kind of signing off on what Kyrie said, that, man, it just didn't feel like there's the reputation in the NBA was that good. I feel like that's changing, bro. I feel like that is changing. I feel like the Celtics now are looked at as one of the premier kind of spots and places to play, and I love that. So good for the Celtics to kind of rehab their image. They've done it in a fantastic way, and it just feels like guys want to play here now.
And stay away from my Celtics, Durant. I want no part of him. That would be, if you could say you can have any player and list them from top to bottom, I want no part of Kevin Durant. I think he's what Dan said, like chasing another championship, wants to join the cool kids. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about sensitive, by the way.
Oversensitive, and like, Tatum and Brown have made Boston cool. They are the cool kids. Porzingis, like, they have something really cool going. Why do you want to ruin it by bringing that guy in? Why would you ever have any interest?
Might have to.
If anything, this particular year, I feel like the vibes on the Celtics are better. They're even higher. White, Pritchard, now Shireman, Cornette, Hauser, like, everybody likes this team. Yeah. In fact, if they're all healthy, I dare say – I feel more confident in these Celtics, Andy, winning a championship this year, going through a tougher gauntlet than last year when they faced inferior talent and made their way to Banner 18.
And that's why we don't have to worry about Durant, because they're going to win Banner number 19. And when they win, they're certainly not going to bring Kevin Durant aboard or blow it up.
New ownership coming, you know, how they want to spend.
Nope. Bill Chisholm is a man of the city. He's a super fan. He would not take that carpetbagger.
A lot of people predicting that your guy, JB, has to go. If they're going to survive financially.
These ears on this big old head hear that all the time, just like he does. And he doesn't care for it,
we'll
nor
see
do
if
I.
Bill Chisholm is actually able to make the purchase, because it's starting to look a little
cool. Oh, mm-hmm. We'll get into that later, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. That was the 3-point stance. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, it's Wednesday. So it's not Thursday. We don't talk to Tom Curran. Tomorrow is opening day. So Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us to talk Stephon Diggs, the receiver we needed and wanted. We'll hear about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, trend for us.